We're CJMQ, and today we're interviewing Denzel Sinclair. So very excited and reading a little bit about your bio here. Now, you were born in Toronto. You're Vancouver-based right now. And nominated for a Juno Award in the year 2000. You've also been nominated for other Juno Awards, too. National Jazz Award in 2004 for Best Album. And some consecutive years, too, being nominated in Jazz Report for Best Male Jazz Vocal. List. So very impressive.
Well, you know, there's some highlights, you know.
Yeah, so definitely. Tell us about your music career. How did you get started in music anyway?
Well, I guess the seed would have been planted when I started to take piano lessons as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, and well, maybe even before that, I guess, you know, I always enjoyed listening to music when I was growing up. But definitely the piano lessons started things going. And then, in high school and or throughout school, I should say, you know, I was involved in a lot of the musical activities, whether it be the choir or the concert bands and things like that, and
mm-hmm.
musicals. So, when it came time to decide what to do after high school, you know, music seemed to be an obvious choice for me.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I did that. I mean, funny, I didn't ask to take piano lessons. It was sort of my dad had this idea that his kids should, you know, take piano lessons, take music lessons anyway, but then he decided the piano just to give us a well-rounded experience. And so, yeah.
So you built a career out of it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You studied music at McGill University, too. You studied, actually, jazz.
Yeah, jazz piano. And yeah. That was my, I was a jazz piano major, although I sang more, so really, I think people became, knew me more or know me more as a vocalist. So,
okay, good.
Yeah.
You're a vocalist, you're also a pianist, percussionist. As a vocalist now, you've come out with 4 different albums so far?
Yeah, about that. Sort of, yep. And, yes.
Okay. And the exciting part is you're coming to the Eastern Townships this Friday. You're going to be here on Friday, March 25th at Centennial Theatre.
Yeah.
And that's, in Lenoxville over at Bishop's University. And you're going to be performing at 8 p.m. So are you on your way to Montreal or some other place?
Well, I will be coming into Quebec City on Thursday.
Okay.
And then from Quebec, heading over to Sherbrooke. So.
Okay, so we're lucky enough, to have you stop over here. Have you ever been to the townships before?
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
A long while ago. Yeah, I can't say the last time I was there, but I look forward to being there, albeit briefly.
Okay.
It'd be nice to be at the Centennial.
Oh, it's great there. Everybody loves the atmosphere there. It's,
Yeah,
very intimate atmosphere and just a great crowd. Love, it's going to be a great show. Your latest CD is?
The latest one is called My One and Only Love, and it's a few years old now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun to make. We made it in a great studio in upstate New York, and I had some wonderful musicians with me, like Russell Malone, a wonderful jazz guitarist. James Lake on saxophone, the great rhythm section of Gregory Hutchinson and Reuben Rogers. I mean, these people have played, with world-class musicians. And then there was the wonderful, our very own Brad Turner,
mm-hmm.
an amazing multi-instrumentalist known for his trumpet and keys, keyboard playing. And he's also a great producer and recording engineer as well as a teacher and whatever. So he was the producer of the album, and it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, a lot of fun. And what year was that?
We did that. I think 2006.
2006. Okay. When did you put out your first one?
Very first one, 94.
Okay, so you've been at it a while. Okay. Are you working on another album or in between right now? You're touring maybe?
Kind of in between, sort of a time of reinvention. But, I have some ideas.
Okay,
we've got to constantly be well, not everybody, but this newness is key, it seems, in life in general.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the jazz scene in Canada.
Your question is a little bit, no, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't necessarily be the one to ask. Well, I could say, though, that, you know, we could probably use some more venues.
Mm-hmm.
I think jazz is a very small market. You know.
It's a small market? Okay. Are there, like, sub-genres of jazz, too?
Good question. Maybe, well, it's funny, because jazz is, like, a nice, you know, adjective. You know, people like mm-hmm. to put on, you know, these sort of singer-songwriter-y, folky, jazzy type of stuff. So, it's become an umbrella, you know, for a lot of other things. But the traditional jazz or some of the contemporary jazz or the instrumental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's not as accessible as it used to be.
Okay.
Perhaps, you know, mm-hmm. In certain respects. Although, mm-hmm. I think what a lot of the musicians now are doing are, you know, doing what the older ones did before. You know, they kind of embraced the popular music of the day
mm-hmm.
and played them in the style that they were exploring at the time. And I think a lot of musicians that are, you know, classified as jazz musicians now are doing a lot of that. Of course, there's definitely a higher component of original composition nowadays, too.
Okay.
Which I think it's sort of, again, it's not as accessible as the music used to be years ago when people kind of knew the material.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I mean, jazz is almost like a pop. Jazz is a very pop, you know, really, you know, fashionable and popular style of music coming out of the swing. Not that I'm not at all an historian, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, people, when it first started out, you know, people were dancing to that music. It was the swing music, you know, and I mean, obviously a little bit of the blues before that, but then there was swing and then the big grand swing and, you know, sang the songs of the hit parade. So everybody knew that stuff, you know.
Okay.
And then gradually over the years, it became less and less about that and more about original composition, and it became a social thing and an expression for the artists,
mm-hmm.
and more individualism.
Okay.
And, yeah, it changed things. And then, of course, you know, popular music, you know, that changed. And even now, I mean, we're seeing the music industry has changed a lot, you know, what with the advent of digital music and downloading music and things like that. So the industry has changed. And, you know.
Right, okay. Now, where does your music kind of fit into? Do you write your compositions?
I write a little bit. I'm not a prolific composer. I'm still, I for the most part, you know, interpret more so. But again, you know, that's the process that I'm going to. You know, I do have some ideas for more original compositions and other types of projects. But
what can we expect to hear at the show on Friday night?
I'll be there with a trio, drums mm-hmm. and bass, and myself on piano.
Okay.
And yeah, you'll probably just hear some, definitely be playing some tunes from a couple of the records and, you know, we will have some fun. I generally try to just enjoy myself.
Well, that's what I've read. Yeah, you definitely make a connection with the audience. I think that I read that.
Well, cool. Well, that's a nice bit of feedback. And so, yeah.
Okay.
It should be fun.
Are you planning a lot of touring this summer?
Not so much. I'm actually having a little fun. I'm being in the play right now, a play that I was in about 4 years ago with the Soul Pepper Theatre Company in Toronto. By the way, I'm actually now in the Toronto area.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. It's not a musical, but there's definitely a musical component in the play. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning play written in 1939 by William Saroyan. It's called The Time of Your Life. It's cool. It's really fun. So that's keeping me busy at the moment.
Good. So right now you're having the time of your life.
Yeah, nice. I like the puns as well. Very good, Marie.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, definitely looking forward to the show on Friday night then.
Well, yeah, looking forward to it as well. And hopefully we'll say hello to each other.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Denzel. All the best.
Okay. You too, Marie. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
veil in the morning sun. And that's the way you said it would be. If I should ever bring you inside my life, I'm happier than the morning sun. And that's the way you said it would be. If I should ever bring you inside of my life, all my life I was alone. Didn't think I'd find my path. Now I see there is joy inside your arms. Yeah. And every day I search for the star that never was in the sky. And now I see that this star is on the earth. Yeah, I am happier than the morning sun. And that's the way you said I would be. If I gave you a chance to come inside of my life. If I gave you a chance to come inside of my life.